Now, this morning's Irish Independent tells us that 360,000 homeowners have submitted property valuations lower than the estimated value from revenue. Now, the paper says there are concerns that some homeowners may have lowered their estimates in order to reduce their liability. Well, I'm joined on the line by Katie Clare, who's manager of Revenue's local property tax branch. Good morning, Katie, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Claire.
Is Revenue concerned that these properties, some 360,000 of them, may have been undervalued?
So ahead of revaluation for LPT in 2021, Revenue estimated the valuation band of each residential property. And that was the band that was presented when property owners logged on to their LPT online account. Now, when property owners filed a return declaring the value of the property, that overwrote the Revenue estimate. The valuation band declared at that time was as at 1 November 2021, and that then determined the amount of LPT to be paid each year for 22 to 25. Now, at the time, we offered a lot of guidance to property owners as to how to value their property. There was an interactive valuation tool on our website, but it's important, I suppose, to remember that the valuations were valuation bands, so it wasn't an exact valuation. Mm-hmm. And our estimates were based on averages, so they didn't necessarily provide an accurate valuation for each property. And we consistently advised property owners at the time that if their honest assessment differed from the valuation presented on the LPT portal, that should be reflected in their valuation. So, for example, if a property had fallen into disrepair for whatever reason, it would be reasonable to expect that the property owner would value the property in a lower band. And also, our estimates were not specific. So we would have an estimated valuation band for a particular geographical land parcel. But within that area, you may have 3-bed houses, 4-bed houses, 2-bed houses. So it was to be expected that within a land parcel, property owners would change our estimated valuation.
And did homeowners largely accept, though, the valuation, the estimated valuation that they got from Revenue?
They did. So we have over 2 million properties on the LPT register, and 91% of the owners' valuations were the same or one band higher or one band lower than the Revenue guidance.
And what percentage of homeowners decided that their property was worth more than Revenue had estimated?
So 13% returned a higher valuation band. So that's about 160,000. Returned a higher valuation band. So that level of activity was to be expected.
Are you surprised at all that more than half of residential properties in the state, according to what we see this morning in The Independent, were valued at 262,000 or less by their owners?
Well, there's no evidence or significant evidence of undervaluation for properties for LPT purposes. So Revenue has undertaken analysis to compare average LPT valuations by property owners to average sales prices from the CSO. And that analysis is published on our website. So some comparisons were also made to property listings from daft.ie, but critically, I suppose, we looked at the CSO Residential Property Price Index. And that indicated very, very clearly to us that the LPT valuations by property owners tracked very closely to the prevailing average sales prices, which gives us confidence that property owners overall made very reasonable and honest efforts to get their valuation correct. But like, if you were to look at the CSO Residential Property Price Index at 1 November, for example, Roscommon, the average sales price was 142,000. In Sligo, it was 178,000, and in Donegal, it was 123,000. So the analysis has, we'll say, shown us that there is no evidence of significant undervaluation.
Mm-hmm. We spoke at the time in November 2021 when you were asking people to take part in this self-assessment. And I know you had huge levels of engagement at that time with people.
We did. And I mean, we have 97% payment compliance for LPT for the 2022 period. So it's very clear, you know, that the vast majority of property owners are doing what they can. You know, they want to get it right. They're doing what they can to meet their LPT obligations.
Yeah. Is it Revenue's view that as long as you're paying something, like you want people to be in the system, because ultimately when the house is sold, if it was found to be undervalued for LPT purposes, you're going to get that back in Revenue, aren't you?
Yes, I suppose, you know, when there is a process in place whereby, you know, where properties are transferring ownership. So when the property is sold, there is a process in place called LPT clearance. And at that stage, we do seek to confirm the valuation of the property that was declared at the valuation date. So you're correct in saying that, yes, absolutely, if there's a change of ownership, there is an LPT clearance process in place. The position would be that we have a lot of activity in LPT. We had the payment deadline there just very recently. And, we've had significant engagement on our helpline and through our correspondence channels that a lot of people want to contact us, they want to get it right, they want to meet their obligations. And that was something that we've seen throughout since the revaluation period in 2021.
So you and your colleagues, are you going through those self-assessments still to see if there are properties that have been undervalued, or do you just accept what people have sent in to you?
So we do work, like I said, I suppose, in terms of the statistical analysis. We very much take a risk focus, a risk-based focus to any compliance campaign that we engage with in revenue. And, the analysis that we carry out will, in some instances, indicate outliers to us. But in general, I suppose the statistical analysis that's published on the website very clearly indicates that there isn't a significant undervaluation trend.
Mm-hmm. And what if somebody's listening to this and feels, oh, maybe I did undervalue my property and I would like to rectify that? Is there a way for them to do that?
Yeah. So, I mean, the first thing is that property owners, what they should do is that if they feel they've undervalued their property for whatever reason, the best thing to do is to engage with us. You can log on to the LPT portal on the revenue website and you can change your valuation band there. You can also submit an item of correspondence through our My Inquiry facility, if you're not sure and you want to confirm the position, or you can ring us on the helpline at, I can call out the helpline number.
Do.
Yeah, so it's 01-7383-626. Now, I would caution for patients in respect of the LPT helpline. We can be exceptionally busy, particularly in respect of the payment deadline just passed there earlier on in January. But the key message really is just to engage with us, that if for whatever reason you feel that you haven't, declared the valuation of your property correctly, to contact us and to engage with us. Now, I would say that there are some property owners who continue to pay us on an estimated valuation band. And our experience is that these property owners believe they are fully compliant because they're continuing to pay their LPT and they possibly don't realise that they haven't fully met their LPT obligations. Mm-hmm. Now, my message to those property owners is that it is important that they know that they're not meeting their obligations in full until they have declared the valuation of their property to revenue. So in some circumstances, they could actually be overpaying. So it's important that they confirm that they have submitted a declaration. And again, the easiest way to do that is on the LPT portal on revenue.ie.
OK, and that number again is 01-7383-626. That's the local property tax branch number. But as Katie said, you may face a delay getting through there. So the website is always a good option. Katie Clare, Manager of Revenue's LPT branch, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Coming up next, what's next for the Sicilian Mafia after the arrest of Italy's most wanted criminal? More on that after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.